Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I kind of want Cappy's megaphone.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like that.
You should buy one.
Yeah. Maybe I will. There's got to be an app on your phone.
But it's not the same without Cappy.
Yeah,
it's not.
Be careful today.
Yeah?
Shut up, Mason.
Shut up, Mason.
I haven't even said anything.
Are you kidding me?
What did you do?
Shut up, Mason.
Shut up, Mason.
Oh, there you go. That's why.
Trav's not having, it's not having the best day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not the best day for him.
What's going on?
Well, he didn't get the amount of sleep that he was looking for last night. He's dealing with something. He went to
Could
Google.
Could be something bad, by the way.
Yeah, he
I
went
Googled
to
some
Google.
Symptoms today. I might have
Oh, really?
I
what did you say?
Never do that.
Don't do that.
Well, it's too late now.
What does that WebMD say you got?
It could be something called critical limb ischemia.
Probably not good.
You don't want that.
Ischemia. No. What is ischemia?
Difficult to deal with. Yeah,
I think it sounds bad.
It sounds awful.
It could be something called peripheral artery disease.
Oh my God, this is not good.
These are crazy diagnoses.
Kidney failure.
What, do you think your kidneys are failing right now?
I didn't until today.
As you sit here, does your lower back hurt? That's where your kidneys are located. Now it's all in your head, right?
That's how we started the show. I just want you to know that that's where Trav was.
Trav's head space this morning,
that's kind of where he was.
So I had a bad night's sleep last night for one very specific reason.
All right.
I had leg pain all night long, specifically in kind of this area of my body,
my hips, right,
and kind of on the outside of my upper leg.
Yeah.
So I Googled what that means.
Right.
Don't ever do
restless
that.
Restless leg syndrome?
Nope, that didn't come up, but critical limb ischemia did.
How about, I'm trying to think, what about, I always hear about neuropathy.
Neuropathy?
Neuropathy.
Isn't that a head thing?
Neuropathy though? Did come up, but that's one of those things.
Don't people get neuropathy where you're talking about neuropathy?
Neuropathy is where your nerves start to fire and there's some numbness. Tingling.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I don't have tingling.
You don't have tingling. No. Okay. No.
Okay.
So that's how the day started. Yeah. And then I thought I got a disease, and then we got some.
Then we had a caller call us, and he got angry at that, too.
Yeah.
He kind of went off. So it's not his best day.
I thought you had a really good call today.
It was a really good call.
What was wrong with the call? I thought it was a
good call. I'm talking about the guy that thought LeBron James does not have good fundamentals when he shoots.
Okay, listen.
I was on YouTube.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, and you pointed out.
Yeah, you got
elbow in a little bit.
Where's Bron's elbow?
Right, Bron is like this.
Out.
No,
why is your elbow out?
In.
Why is
Come
your elbow
on.
Out?
Let's do this.
Yeah. Look at Trav's face. He's getting angry again just talking about it.
Sometimes he's kind of like on the side, too.
I almost feel like
his left hand is too involved, where his right hand should be doing
Correct.
Everything.
Correct.
I mean, figure it out.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Slee was kind of trying to tell you, but that left hand is just there as a guide.
That's all it is.
It's just a guide.
Oh, yeah. But that, you got to tuck that.
Tuck it in.
Exactly. What are you glazed over for now, Travis? Your legs hurt?
Mace.
What?
They still kind of do a little bit. Yeah. The only time they didn't hurt is when I had to have this asinine conversation
It's not asinine. Klay Thompson elbow's in.
Always in.
Kobe's elbow was in.
Steph?
Where is
locked
it?
In.
It's in.
Locked in.
See, what is Bron doing out here? Yeah. KD's in.
You guys are just doing a bad bit. This guy was serious.
You're critical of our bit?
At this station, this is critical of this bit.
Now, this is where I draw the line. I do not accept the accusation that this is a bad bit.
Both of you are trying to get me upset over something that I genuinely was upset about earlier.
Were you really upset about it?
I don't like something that is so patently wrong that somebody deeply believes in.
Already disagree.
Okay, I think we've got the actual sound.
We're coming in with it.
Okay, we're going to come in with it.
No, right now. We're playing it right now.
Oh, we're playing. Here we go.
My point also, if you want to just say basketball, to me,
I've played a lot of basketball, and I've been around a lot of it.
That's a good point.
It's a touch you have on the ball.
Yeah.
I've never liked how he shoots. I don't like the touch he has.
Mm-hmm.
Pau Gasol, Jokic, these people have these beautiful
good
shots.
Examples, Kobe, by the way.
Yeah. They have the
I got to jump in right here. I got to do something.
Why'd you cut him off?
No.
The part I don't understand is here's a caller that had a couple good points to start off with.
Oh, did he? I missed the good points.
Pau
Gasol's
got
right?
good form.
Oh, Paul Gasol.
He's
Paul
still doing the bit.
Jokic has good form.
Yeah.
And Trav jumps in and cuts him off.
Yeah.
See, the only thing that was missing from that was I've been a Laker fan for 35 years.
That's another great one. I played in high school, or I coached my kids' team. Those are the ones. And then he went on to say, and that when I jumped in, it's like, so just so I have this right.
Right.
The guy that has scored 40,000 points in the NBA.
Almost. About a month later.
That is more than anybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't shoot well.
Can you imagine how many more
he would have had
good fundamentals.
He'd be at 50,000 right now. What are we talking about?
Just, now, why did this upset you? It's just dumb sports talk.
It's not that it's
your
dumb
face
sports.
Is getting red. What is
angry
is this your
right
legs
now?
Or are you actually angry?
Mostly legs and a little bit angry.
He's going to be yelling listening to his podcast on the way home.
Mostly like it's not the bad basketball of it all. It's that those people live among me. And he wasn't doing it to try to get a rise out of me. He believes it because I gave him a couple of other opportunities to go, we're kind of doing a thing here. Mm-hmm. And it's not. And they're out there. And when you believe something that is patently absurd, it offends my sensibilities as a logical person.
KD has better form.
Here's what I am going to immediately send a tweet to you and everybody.
But we've already started texting.
And it's going to be just an hourglass. Just an hourglass. Like, how much longer?
You better watch out, Job.
Can I see that ball?
Sliwa, how much more angry would Travis be if this was one of his neighbors talking to him about this?
Oh, boy.
No, okay, look, there's certain things.
This is why I don't talk to my neighbors. See, okay, now we're getting back to the thing. This is the sort of bizarre, asinine, ridiculous
things
that come out of people's mouths because I'm a sports guy. They feel that the only thing you can talk to me about are the Lakers, the Dodgers, the Angels, the Kings.
And then
you get the thing goes, well, you know, he doesn't shoot the ball. How am I supposed to not respond to that? So I choose to ignore my neighbor so I don't have to do this in the first place.
Didn't I say
be careful? Mm-hmm. Didn't I say? And by the way, during one of the breaks today, he said that he might. I was actually telling him about one of the apps, like the meditation apps, and he said he wants to do meditation. And if there's ever a time,
the calm
it does help.
He should be investing in a couple of those calms or
Headspace,
the balance or Headspace or any of these.
Calm on my phone.
Do you ever try Headspace?
I haven't tried Headspace.
Headspace is really good.
Okay.
Do you use Calm?
I don't.
My kids
use it, so we have the shared apps
thing.
So it's on there. I have tried to meditate on occasion in my life, and I like it.
Yeah.
Like you, even when you struggle to do it, when you're done, feel a little bit better.
Well, I think right now
would
you
be
need
a good
it.
Time.
You really need it.
In the
no,
car.
What I need
take
is for people
breath.
To be
car.
More reasonable and logical.
What upsets you more? LeBron's, his form?
That doesn't upset me at all. He scored 40,000 points with his form.
Or dogs at a restaurant.
Oh, boy. That's rough.
Do you see Chloe? Is it Sevigny, M?
Chloe Sevigny?
I don't know how to say her last name. Chloe Sevigny?
Sauvigny.
Oh, come on. That's not Sauvigny.
Chloe S.
Yeah, no, it's Chloe Sevigny. That's how you say her name.
Chloe S.
Yeah, Chloe S.
She basically doubled down on my dogs thing.
Oh, no dogs in restaurants?
Just like enough already.
Yeah.
She goes off about dogs in New York City and also that people wear Lululemon too much. And that's why New York City isn't as good as it used to be.
Too many dogs and too much Lululemon.
Too much Lululemon.
There's a lot of
I can't speak to the Lululemon thing. I know what it is, but I haven't really been paying attention.
Everybody looks like they just came from yoga class.
So I think that right now, Momo just got here. I need to know, Momo, do you think LeBron is a good shooter?
No. Do you think his form is?
Yeah. Right, what do you think of his form?
What do you think of his form specifically? Don't lie. There's a right answer to this.
I heard you talking about this, Travis, and I know what you're talking about. He's the greatest scorer of all time.
Yeah, but
that is not
how they drew, how Mr. Naismith drew it up.
That's not, no, the elbow's out.
What difference
does it
make?
You gotta bring the
elbow in. I mean, it works. He's made a lot of baskets.
It doesn't work.
But like,
it doesn't just work.
If there was,
it has worked better than anything has ever worked.
If there was an instructional video.
Yeah. So who's right in that point?
Who has the best shot?
Yeah.
That, if there was a video.
You know who has, oh, hold on.
And you would just watch it.
The person that has the best shot is the person who makes the most baskets.
And
that was him.
Yeah, but look how
he's
many more baskets he could have made if he had the right form.
You mean made more than everyone that's ever done it? No.
Yes.
No. Can you believe Travis is so upset about this?
I heard you. You were
this
you
is
were
as angry
up.
As I've ever seen you.
I know. I heard you on the way
look
in.
Look at this.
You were
it's like
so
four,
angry.
Four monsters over
yeah,
here.
Just
okay,
trolling
listen,
you.
Travis.
just
I
you
can
are
go
so
with
trollable
you on
today.
One point, okay? I can go with you on one point.
I love how she said yes.
I am, when I was growing up, I was like a big batting stance person. Like I could imitate everybody.
Let's go. I love that.
You know, that we Ken used to play Griffey games and be like, who's this?
Uh-huh. Oh, scary.
Gary Sheffield.
Yeah.
Give me another one.
He doesn't like the Hall of Fame voting,
guys.
By the way.
There's just no way I can do that without it looking weird on YouTube. Okay.
what if I give you this one? Like the lean back and the kind of the flat bat back here?
Jim Tomey.
Not bad. I was going for more Rod Carew where he leaned back.
Oh, that's too old
back.
For me, yeah.
I've got some break
now I'm old.
What?
Joining us right now, the guy who thinks LeBron has fundamental problems with his shooting.
Well, what's up, Job?
He
does have.
Phone.
He does
he's
have.
Back Job. On the phone.
Well, Job, it's 1:12. I'm leaving. I'm not listening to it again.
Hey, Job. What's up,
Job,
man?
What's going on?
Hey, mate. You know who I also am?
Who else?
Boom. How do you like
oh,
that?
No. He's trolled. He trolled you. He trolled you. He trolled you completely. I didn't even realize the same guy.
So are you happy that
you guys
you put Travis into this mood?
You guys should exchange numbers.
I want to thank Momo for agreeing with me and going down with me, but I have one more thing to say for Travis. You like to talk about food a lot and all this stuff. I have an uncle that works over at Don Cuco's, and you're wrong about a lot of this stuff that you
see,
talk
now, this
about.
Is,
the
see,
now I think we've...
Now it got personal. When food brought up, now it's personal.
No, it's not. Right. See, that's just trying to aggravate me, and it's not going to work.
Hey,
he believed the LeBron thing he said.
Hey, Job, we'll talk to you during 2 o'clock call today.
Boom! How do you like that one?
You're all idiots. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out. I have, hold on, what do I have? Momo, did you know that I have critical limb ischemia, potentially?
Yeah.
I googled some symptoms and that's what came up.
Oh my god!
Up.
Don't ever Google medical symptoms.
Too late.
Everything leads to something really bad.
Critical limb.
Every
ischemia?
Answer in life is on Google.
Yeah.
It's all on Google.
It's all there.
Don't stop Googling your medical advice.
Mellow, man. Mellow out.
I'm fine. Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. See, that's part of the problem too. I haven't been doing that. I haven't been drinking. I've been eating right. And it was like, don't you feel
you know
better?
What?
Does it look like I'm feeling better?
You're so angry.
You are titanically angry.
I know what this is. I actually have now diagnosed you.
Critical limb ischemia.
This is what happens when you cannot eat your feelings, right? When you go on a diet and you can't.
I'm going to start crying.
I know.
This is my favorite thing, by the way.
I literally said this to my friend once, and I was like, I'm on a diet, and I don't know what it is. Everything is triggering me. I'm like snapping at everyone, and she goes, it's because you're not eating your feelings. You have to feel your feelings. And I was like, I have to feel my feelings? Guys. What the hell is that?
It sucks is what it
feelings.
Is.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but where are you going, Sleep?
Well, he set it up like 3 minutes ago. He's like, all right.
You're already unplugged, standing up, turned off your microphone.
The afternoon guys to us all
I'm trying
time.
To do the same thing.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
I know, and I'm like, the traffic is building. Let's go.
We're going to pizza. That's what we're
going to pizza.
Oh, are you going to pizza?
You're doing this whole thing.
We're going to go make pizza.
Sleep standing up. He doesn't want to be here anymore. He's trying to leave.
Wait a minute.
He turned off his microphone.
You're making pizzas today?
Yeah, we are.
Do you have any expertise in this field?
We're going to be educated.
Yep.
We're going to educate us.
What are you going to put on your pizza?
That was my pandemic hobby.
Sausage. I want sausage. Yeah. I want jalapeno on there as well. Give me a little kick on there.
Here's what I want to see. I want to see somebody throw the dough up in the air. Watch
hit it on your fingers.
And get it down. Yeah. Can you do that? You
I'm
can spin
right
a basketball,
through the dough.
Right?
It doesn't really work that way.
Like a lawn dart through the dough.
I'll try. Yeah. Probably won't work.
You need good fundamentals, by the way, when you do that.
You know who can't do that? Braun is form.
Absolutely.
Just go eat some carbs. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Don't turn it off. Don't turn it off until we're done. Yeah. Don't turn your microphone off until we're done.
I think you're
just
right.
Just have some low glycemic index carbs.
Whatever that means.
Unless they serve that through a window next to my car, I'm not getting it.
You can eat sweet potato fries.
Because that's what I mean.
Sweet potato fries and pizza. You're staying for another 3 hours.
Yeah, let's do this. Come on.
trying to keep track of both
of
the shows.
Do you want
to
see how I make the
nut
milk?
The nut milk?
I brought it all in.
Yeah, Momo's making nut milk
today. She
had
all these bags. What's going on?
I don't think I do.
Oh, really?
Why not?
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. So, is it though? I mean, is it though?
We had a really good time with Travis.
That was very funny. That was funny. I'm worried about Travis. Somebody should look in on him
this
a little bit.
This is what
later
happens
on
when you're on a diet.
No, somebody check on him.
You have these hangry things. Like, you have these hangry periods, and you have to push through.
Yeah, we still got to check on him later.
You know what people say?
What?
When you get that hangry, I'm kind of worn out, just drink more water.
And more water.
Come on, I don't want to have more water.
Okay, I get that at night. Like, after a certain point, if you drink water, you won't be as hungry. That's normal. But right now, he's going to be hungry if he's hungry.
Yeah. I mean, he's making.
Get some nuts.
He's rebooting his life, right? He's rebooting his life. He's
doing. He should have stayed for my almond milk tutorial.
Yeah, the almond milk tutorial is today.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, Mama, I want to let this breathe a little bit and let people build the anticipation for a full glass of fresh almond milk.
Okay.
What is the first step in making nut milk?
Well, I sent you the video last night.
I got that video. Can I send it out? Or is that like a inside the?
I think it's an inside thing, but we'll decide later. Okay.
All right.
But you can show it to Mace. The first step.
I showed him. Yeah. That was very quick.
No, it was very interesting.
The first step is to soak the nuts in water and let them swell up.
Of course. Yeah.
Overnight.
And so
I had to prep last night. I said, okay, well, I got to do that last night. And so I got it all ready and I brought them in. And now they're ready to be milked.
So what are the supplies that you have brought with you?
A blender.
A blender.
Ding.
The swollen nuts.
The swollen nuts.
Okay. The nut milk bag.
Nut milk bag.
What is a nut milk bag?
It's kind of like a cheesecloth, but it's, you know.
So you pour the nut, the liquid.
But it's an actual bag rather
than
just a cloth. So it's easier. Got it. Pour it in. It strains the almond pulp. Yeah. And a blender.
And a blender.
Yeah. And the only other thing we're gonna need is water.
Okay.
Okay. We can make water.
I also brought one date in case you guys like the almond milk a bit sweeter.
Okay.
Do you normally put a date in yours?
I do not.
Yeah.
I don't think they're sweet enough.
I don't think we need it.
I brought it just in case, you know.
Almond milk. All right. Yeah. So we'll do that as we go through the
afternoon. I'm excited for it.
I know. It's going to be good.
You know,
I bought a pitcher to pour it in for you.
So
perfect.
Excellent. Yeah. So Bergman noticed it. He did some research.
He did
what we call a deep dive. And
I was very interested.
So LeBron tweeted out an hourglass. Uh-huh. Now here's what's interesting. Bergman, there are two different hourglasses that you can tweet.
Really?
If you look in your Giphy keyboard, if you type in hourglass, there's two different hourglasses.
I start typing hourglass and then it gives me the suggested emoji.
Yes, there are two different ones to choose from. One of them has all the sand at the bottom. That's the one that LeBron tweeted. The other one has all the sand at the top dripping down. You can see the dripping of the sand dripping down. He chose the one that's times up, not...
Time's ticking.
Okay.
Right.
There's time's ticking and there's time's up.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Oh, no.
Time's up. Time's up. That's
time
when that hourglass
up.
Not time is ticking.
Craig,
time is up.
Look,
I appreciate the effort.
Come on.
And the research.
You could write a whole article on this.
I could, but I will not.
Oh, okay.
if you look, LeBron
what I would
is
do
very...
is I would go back in the history of LeBron tweets.
Okay.
Of LeBron, like, calling out front offices or teammates or whatever it is, the subtweets, the messaging that he's done on social media over the years, and compare it. I am curious if he has ever tweeted an hourglass before.
Well, you got to evolve. You can't
right away. I feel like this is a job for the Twitterati.
Okay,
you know?
So let me.
Well, Lakers Twitter is all over it.
Yeah,
all over it. I want to dissect it, compare it to other LeBron social media messaging, and compare it with what the front office and team did after he did that.
No,
lighting of the
now,
fire.
No, LeBron claims that it has something to do with his new DraftKings sponsorship. And
he
about,
claimed that?
Did yeah. he claim that?
Well, wait.
No.
Did
it was
it? It's just a DraftKings thing came up
after, and people were trying to connect the dots.
No,
right.
No,
to that.
This, no, that's
9 hours. This was posted last night at about 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
11 o'clock.
After after the game on the team plane flying to Boston.
He's saying, "Oh, we're almost gonna be home."
No.
That's it. Time's up. Almost home.
No, they're flying. I don't Boston. Know if they flew last night from Atlanta to Boston or if they stayed over in Atlanta.
So time's up for the front office. Time's up for Darvin Ham. Time's
I'm running
up for
out
something.
Of time.
I'm running out of time. Oh,
I'm
that's
not
a
an
good...
endless resource.
So right. with the plane thing, I have to deal with Ireland's schedule a lot.
Tell me.
How he does, he flies the next day. That's why he's not on the
yeah,
show today.
That's true.
Because he flies in
he
the middle
flies
of the day.
Today.
You have to be at the NBA city 24 hours before game time, at least.
Okay, so they're flying today.
Yes. Correct.
So
they were so not.
He was not on the plane.
No.
That
nope.
means he was back at
the hotel.
Whatever hotel they were staying at in Atlanta and stewing. Mm. Probably watching SportsCenter,
yeah.
yep. probably looking at the clips, the lowlights of what he does, the chase down block with all that effort, and there's no one around to even get
there. Everyone's
the,
right? walking up the floor behind him.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. is that is a lifeless looking basketball team.
Yeah.
They clearly, I mean, and this is now two consecutive games where they come out of the box, they look like the older team, the slower team, they're getting run off the court. That's what happened two nights ago. That's what happened last night. Now you've got back-to-back. Really, they finished January. We talked about how January is their chance to
yeah.
make a move. All these home games. They finished 7-8 in January.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's still another. Oh, I guess
yeah,
they did
yeah.
7-8. Yeah, which is, and that's a lot of home games.
Yeah, a lot of home games. A lot of home games.
They're right now, they're 1-2 on the road.
Yep.
So they can very end up, they're 1-5, 2-4.
Right.
And that's,
yeah.
that's a bad road trip.
Yeah, at Boston, at the Knicks, at Charlotte on Monday, two of those games
right.
I think are really tough games.
Well, I mean, you don't
Boston's
expect to
the best
beat
team
Boston,
in the league, and
you?
The Knicks are playing really well.
Yeah, they've won 8 in a row. They're the hottest team in the NBA.
Yeah, so it could be a long week. Now, I'm telling you, what the Laker fans on Lakers Twitter are saying is that Darvin Ham must go. That Darvin Ham is the reason why. And let me just say, I think it looks like the team has given up on Darvin Ham, at least the last couple of nights. There's a lot of give up, and there's not a lot of engagement between LeBron and Darvin Ham. In fact, there's like a video that's going around where LeBron just sort of glares
at
him
Ham
and then
as he
looks
walks
away.
By.
Yeah. So there's some of this stuff going on.
Okay. It is impossible to decipher LeBron James' looks and emojis and ever be truly sure what he is, who he is directing it at.
Yep.
I think he has bad body language right now.
Yes.
And I think AD does as well. Are they frustrated with their teammates? Are they frustrated with Darvin Ham? Are they frustrated with just losing? Are they frustrated with the lack of talent? I mean, there are ways for them to make their true feelings known. And they don't have to say it publicly in the media. They don't have to tweet it. They don't even have to. They don't wink at somebody. There are people who can deliver that message or decipher that message exactly where it needs to go. And I would expect that that has already been happening the whole season long.
There's been constant feedback. LeBron,
yes.
LeBron, AD, Darvin,
well,
yeah.
Palenka.
There are intermediaries, I mean, agents, other assistant coaches.
Yep.
There's connective tissue. This is the right, that's probably the right word. There are people in that organization who, you know, like back when Damon Jones was there, or back when Jared Dudley was there, or back when, you know, they're like the people you vent to are the ones who know how you really feel. There are plenty of those people around.
So, since the beginning of January, there's been a lot of reports that have come out, and people, I think Jovan Buha was one of the people that actually reported it. I don't want to say it was him, but I think it was, that there's been discontent within the locker room.
I don't think that was from Bron.
Well, it may not have been from Braun, but it was from other people. There have been people within the locker room itself that are upset with him.
Unhappy with rotations, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's plenty of people who are probably unhappy with the rotations because they're not in the starting lineup, or they're in and out, or they're it's hard to find a consistency. I will tell you that I don't think that particular report was from Planet LeBron. I don't think that was.
Okay, that wasn't from him, but then and that's obviously why he's still here, Darvinham, right?
Yeah, because and I remember talking to folks after that report came out because it was definitely a shot across the bow. It was like,
right.
Whoa, caught your attention. And I felt like at that point, at least on the from the places that matter, Bron and Darvin were in a good place. Like it didn't seem like that was coming from him or from that side of the locker room.
Does it seem like?
Well, I mean,
right now that they're not happy.
Yeah,
with
but
each
is
other?
He is he happy with the effort his teammates are giving? Is he happy with the
yeah? He said. In fact, he said last night, on any given night, we can beat the best team in the league,
I
and we can get our
that.
Ass kicked by anybody.
I
in
agree
the
with
league.
Him.
So and you're saying that's potentially directed at teammates, and
they had to cut him off before he said too much about
correct,
his teammates.
Correct. Yes.
You so know, and the question was, do you have a message for your teammates? And he goes, no message. Just do your job.
Right.
I mean, that's a message.
Yeah. That do your job is a message.
Yeah, do your job. Shut up and play. Like, go so, and do it.
A shot at it. That seems like a shot at Christian Wood for tweeting the LOL thing.
I don't think so. No, I think it's effort on the court. I don't even think they were aware of the LOL. What? I know, for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, the Christian Wood LOL thing is a distraction. That was something we all saw and made a big stink of because there was no answer for it in game.
Right.
And then, right? Like, it happened and then it was hanging out there for hours.
Sure.
And then afterwards, he was like, oh, I meant to quote Tweezer. But, like, Christian Wood is not the make or break swing of this team. This is effort from, I mean, you saw some of the closeouts from Austin Reeves. You saw some of the closeouts from D'Angelo. You saw some of the effort from other defensive players out there that it just, like, to me, that chase down block where there's nobody around.
They're walking.
That was unforgivable. And you saw his expression afterwards. It reminded me of the expression LeBron had towards J.R. Smith at the end of that
with
finals
his hands
game. Yeah.
Out.
Like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So I, you know, whatever messages he's trying to deliver, I think it's about the level of talent on this team and whether they are good enough to do anything. This to me is very clearly not a regular season team. This is a team that is going to be lucky to make it to the playoffs and not the play-in. They might even be lucky to make it to the play-in.
Yeah.
And then they just hope that LeBron and AD are healthy at the right time and they can beat anyone.
So you're saying this is Ireland's, it's puncher's chance.
Yeah. Which they did last year.
Yeah. So now here's what I don't get. I'm looking at potential trade moves out
as
there.
As you should. There's a week till the trade deadline.
DeJounte Murray, and now there's a report that maybe Brooklyn might be interested in D'Angelo and Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie are guys that are there that would potentially be. I just don't know that is a wholesale upgrade the team move. Either one of them.
Is, you know, Bob Myers said this on Countdown, and he said, you know, can Rob thread the needle again? He threaded it last year somehow. None of us thought he could pull that off. And it worked out perfectly with sort of what felt like minor tweaks, like trading Westbrook and then getting back the role players and all that. It felt like a thread the needle minor tweak. Is there a thread the needle opportunity here? Is that enough?
Right.
But because the time to make a big trade is in the summer when they have three first-round picks.
Three first-round picks, right.
Well, of course, but then you're giving up this entire season. They have to do something this season. Something has to be done because this team, we've talked about it 100 times, is not the team that's going to get... You're talking about the effort on the court. This is from this specific team. Something needs to change, whether it's the coaching, whether it's the players. It has to be... Something has to change.
And
there's
Byron
things
Scott,
out there that can make it better.
Yeah, Byron Scott said it last night. Defense is about effort, and there just isn't any.
They've given
there's
up 130
no
points the last four games.
Yeah.
And the fifth game was 127 to the Clippers. Like,
I mean, now one of those was a
double overtime,
but still,
basically giving up 130 a game.
Terrible.
These are against teams that are also below 500 by a decent margin.
The Hawks
lost four or five
before last night.
Right. They were seven games below 500 now. The Warriors are four games below 500. Houston was a couple games below 500. Yeah. They're bad teams. You shouldn't be being blown out by bad teams.
Okay. We're going to get to all that. Plus other stuff. But mostly that. other stuff, but mostly that. Fifth Row Fridays is going on, brought to you by BBGO. That means something we say on the show today between 1 and 4 will be on the quiz on Friday. You can be in the fifth row for Lakers Narlins February the 9th. If you can answer all five questions on Friday at 3:30, BBGO is the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Momo, I love my car. Man, I love the car I'm driving right now. I have a Hyundai Elantra hybrid. Never had a hybrid before. Revolutionary. I'm like getting 50 miles a gallon. Yeah. It's unreal. I'm telling you, Hyundai, my new partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers is great. It is your turn officially with the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. You got the best deals on all the Hyundais you've always wanted. The adventure-ready Santa Fe. The Kona is really cool. The Sonata is like, man, blow you away. And how about the spectacular 2024 Ioniq 6, a full EV that will change your life. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty in 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance for confidence now and miles down the road. Do like I did. Get in. Get away. With a great deal, it's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So the one thing I notice is that when Bergman comes into the studio. Bergman's in the studio today, and it's great because the brakes no longer matter.
It doesn't matter when I'm back there. I try to tell you.
Oh no,
always.
You make a big deal.
Oh hell!
No, I say in your ear. Okay, we can do this.
Why
we can do this.
Why is helling me?
Because I always get stay on time, stay on time, stay on time.
Yes.
Then Greg goes to the other side of the glass, and it's like brakes don't matter because I'm on this side.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like that's messed
up. We're
gonna
do something about it. Yeah. What happens is back there, yep. I say in your ear, rap. That doesn't mean break at that second. Just wrap up your thoughts.
But I hear rap.
I have a
rap.
General question.
Yeah.
I have a general question.
Yeah.
But if you're in a conversation, keep going.
Okay.
I don't know that you're corporate Greg anymore.
What am I now?
I mean, you're kind of crossing
Greg.
Over.
Yeah,
something.
Well,
like you're becoming
crossover,
like,
Greg.
Are you high maintenance, Greg? Are you diva, Greg? Oh, like, are you like, what's happening here?
Wait, this is the
you
opposite
cross
of high
over from like you cross over from like the corporate side,
right?
And
right,
now
sure.
You're on like talent diva side,
but where?
And like all the rules are going out the window because you're like, I used to make the rules, now I break them. I mean, this is exactly what I said. Different Greg.
Look, what people we've been doing this for the last since. Beginning of
January,
we've saying their breaks don't matter as long as we get our reads in, as long as
love
we
this.
Do all the things that we need to do. If you're in the middle of a conversation, it's always been keep having the conversation,
okay. we're going
or,
to now,
or at some point, just be like, all right, let's keep going with that next.
Right.
That's okay. Fine.
Like, how are your Twitter followers doing? Are you like, are they pumping up here? Are people like,
he has a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, Greg has a lot of Twitter followers.
Stagnant for
at corporate underscore
time.
Greg.
But I think he has to change his Twitter handle.
To what?
No.
Are you still corporate,
no,
Greg?
I just
he's not so corporate.
The reason he's in here is because he's corporate.
No,
Greg
don't do that.
Greg
don't, no, don't,
me.
No.
Who's Greg
no.
B?
You put me no. in the studio or else. And I'm like, all right.
All right, see,
wow.
The problem with you doing that, and you know you're kidding, the problem with, people believe that. People now are now going to believe that your
take
Reddit page is like, oh,
yeah.
I knew it. I knew it. He was putting himself in there.
Welcome to my world.
You asked me to come in. Make that clear. Make it clear. Make it clear.
How's the nut milk? Where are we on nut milk right now?
You just tell me when we want to start blending.
Okay. In other words, all it has to do is go into the blender.
Yeah, we need to get some water, and that's
When does that feel like? When
2:15?
What nut milk?
Why don't you guys take the 2 o'clock call of the day, and I'll go make the nut milk.
Oh, okay,
that's good. All right. Yeah, that's good.
Are you doing that live? Are you gonna make?
Well, yeah, but there's gonna be a blender, it's gonna be loud.
Can you set everything up and then take it in to go do the blending so we can see it?
I
on
guess
camera?
So. Yeah.
All right. Let's just have Parker. You're back there. Have somebody with a camera filming Momo making the nut milk.
Making the nut milk. Yeah.
Great.
So we get the full. Picture.
You can do it live on the YouTube screen while we're taking the call.
You want me to do it in here?
Picture in picture.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you can do it in the kitchen because it's loud.
And we'll picture and picture it.
We'll picture and picture.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So that's great. That'll be at 2:15 today.
See? Doing the behind the scenes stuff.
There you go.
Still corporate.
More corporate. Yeah.
So yesterday,
I need a new name.
Yesterday, I went over to the Book store.
Okay.
Which is on South Robertson in Beverly Hills. They really got it going on, man. Beautiful, beautiful flowers. And I've been telling people Valentine's Day is what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, I didn't know they had a store. I thought was just like you call and the flowers appear.
No, they've got a beautiful store. In fact, they showed me the ones that they use all the best flower farms, and they showed me the ones that grow on the side of a volcano. They are absolutely a beautiful flower farm up there.
Side of a volcano?
Side of a volcano.
Which volcano?
I don't know the
Mauna
name.
Mauna Kea.
Mauna Kea, sure. No, I don't know. I don't know what volcano.
That's
just,
very cool.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. And the flowers are beautiful. And you don't want to be the guy scrounging around the grocery store on February the 14th. I got a way to cross Valentine's Day off your list. I can save you 25% off books right now.
Nice.
How? You know, these flowers last longer. I'm not done. I'm not going to tell you how now. TheBooks.com. Books is easy. You can buy roses with one click. You can choose one of their unique modern designs. You can find anything else like the 100 red roses you've heard about. Valentine's Day, February 14th. I got my order in there early. You should too. Don't believe it when she says, you don't have to get me anything. Be the hero. Go to Books.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's BOUQS.com. Promo code ESPN. Books. Promo code ESPN. Yeah, I went over there yesterday. They had a really cool spot. They've got like this little coffee shop right next door. So I got a tea and some roses, and I was like totally happy.
That sounds great.
Oh, it's a great spot. Great spot. Now, what do you expect for Valentine's Day from Nevin?
I just need flowers. Flowers. That's
flowers?
All. Flowers? I don't
just
need a
flowers,
whole.
Flowers, really?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, going out on Valentine's Day is so overrated. Like, it's a whole menu that they just charge a lot more for, and you have to wait, and it's price fixed, and it's like, eh.
We go every year to a place called Vito's. Vito's is a great spot for Valentine's Day. Great old school Italian restaurant,
cool.
Ocean Park, Santa
Monica. On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, yeah.
But I like real flowers.
They have a regular table.
I like real
for
flowers.
You too.
Like,
yeah.
That's amazing.
I can tell if he's ordered them from like a nice place or he just like stopped at Ralph's on the way home.
See, you can tell the difference.
Tell. How can you tell?
You can just tell.
Oh, come on.
There's a way.
There's a way. I mean, you can just tell, like, that's something you bought at Trader Joe's or Ralph's or something.
There's nothing wrong with the Trader Joe's.
Still
or
better
the Ralph's,
than nothing.
You know what I mean? They have pretty flowers, but you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
can
tripping.
Tell. That's why I say don't scrounge around the
flowers.
One
comes with a card, and it shows up in a nice vase, and the other one is like comes in the saran wrap, and. You know,
yes.
Saran wrap is nice. All right, that's my go-to.
Listen, I'm
it's a lot cheaper too.
It is cheaper.
See,
you're right.
Me and Brian are on the same page.
I'm not complaining about the Ralph's thing, but
it's
you
flowers
know,
still.
It's flowers. They're pretty, exactly. But it's Valentine's Day. Classy it up. Get some books.
So, Mama, what should I do? So, single guy. When you were single, what
are you? Are you fully single?
Yeah,
completely unengaged.
Situational.
Yes. Nothing happening.
I got your answer.
Okay,
you right.
There's
situational.
This is like akin to being single at a wedding.
Yeah,
it's a good place to troll for.
If it's still new, do you?
Oh, you mean
a couple
of dates?
Oh,
it's a new relationship.
Yeah, it's not a relationship. It's just been a couple times you go out with somebody. What on Valentine's Day is coming up? What is the right move?
Ask her if she wants to go to dinner.
Just go to dinner.
Yeah,
don't
but also
send flowers.
So I think flowers are good too.
But send flowers.
Yellow.
Send flowers.
Send yellow flowers.
Aren't those the friend's one?
No.
Yellow.
Send flowers too.
Is white the
you're
one?
You're not going to go wrong. She's not going to like think you want to get married by because you sent her
white
flowers.
White is when someone passed.
White is for funerals.
I won't go wrong with flowers. Like, don't get flowers, chocolates.
Just one thing.
And isn't there too much expectation if you're taking them out on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
No, but you offer it.
Yes.
You offer it. Because if you don't, like you say, hey, you want to go out on Valentine's Day? You know, like what do you know?
So you sound non-committal about it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to, but you want to go?
Can
just
backfire.
Be honest.
It backfired on me one time.
Oh, okay,
really?
So I was, it was probably 20 years of dating this dude and thought it was going well. Maybe
20 years?
Maybe 3-4 dates.
Oh, okay.
And then he had his 30th birthday and I decided, okay, I'll send him 30 roses.
Oh.
He was like, that's too much, too fat.
Freaked you out.
Never. That's where
it's
you
frustrating.
That's right. where.
Yeah,
it can
but
go
I think
wrong.
I think you can't go like to me. If you roses are a big deal, like you could send like a different flower,
tulips,
like
a nice
daisy,
carnations.
When I'm
a nice arrangement, but not roses.
When I'm actually dating someone, I like to get orchids. Because those
nice.
Last a long time.
Right.
They're
yeah,
pretty
that's
flowers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
But don't do that now.
Pink roses orchids. Are like a message.
Yeah, roses are a message.
They are a message. It's still at this point, is it a message?
It is.
Still a message. Yeah.
And red.
Especially
definitely.
Red roses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what if they're like the blue ones?
No, those are weird.
They're dyed. Yeah.
You got those at Ralph's, definitely.
No, definitely got them at Ralph's.
Walmart with the sprinkles.
Yeah.
Ralph's is a great grocery store, though. So.
It is. We love Ralph's.
We do love Ralph's.
All right, coming up next, I'll tell you what. I've loaded up stories on the Wheel of Questions.
Okay.
So a story could come up. A little bit more elaborate than just a question.
Nice.
So we'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for John. Bergman's in. Everybody's here. 710 ESPN. Here we go. By the way, 2 o'clock all the day is coming up. Should they fire Darvin Ham is one of the questions that's circulating all around the Twitter sphere right now. So 877-710-ESPN. Jump on early. Now, I'm glad this came up. This is a good story. So Alyssa Milano, do you guys know this story?
No.
No. Okay. Tell me. I know Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano went to X, formerly known as Twitter.
Ding.
Is that another thing?
Yeah. That just annoys Greg.
It's so much.
To share a fundraising effort for her son's baseball team.
Okay.
They're raising money for an upcoming trip to Cooperstown.
I can see where this is going.
She tweets, my son's baseball team raising money for the Cooperstown trip. Any amount would be so greatly appreciated. You can read more about the team and make a donation here. So she's asking all of her Twitter followers for money. She got some feedback.
I can see where this is going.
I'm trying not to be salty, but Alyssa Milano asking for donations for her son's baseball team while I'm trying to refill all my life-saving medications before the end of the month due to tech layoffs is sending me. It's been sort of a bad look. It's not been well received.
I wonder why.
Do you believe that Alyssa Milano did something wrong here?
I believe that if she ran that tweet by her publicist, they would have said, hell no, please don't.
Yes. Yes.
Please don't. It's not wrong, but it's just not good optics. And generally speaking, people in that level of celebrity have a better filter before they tweet something like
right.
that.
Right. Bergman?
You do realize you said her PR agent. If you have a PR agent, you don't need to be asking for money on Twitter.
By the way,
like you can afford to pay a PR agent at that point.
It has been pointed out on in multiple people went and looked at those like net worth things and all that. Yeah,
$10 million
worth $10 million. I think it's a terrible look to be asking for money.
I know.
If you're worth $10 million, and then everybody that follows me on Twitter, I don't think I'd ask people that follow me or listen to me to give money.
It might even be different.
I would do it for a charity.
Right.
I wouldn't do it for me.
Or somebody with a GoFundMe page or something like that.
Yeah.
Because then you're just spreading the message or whatever.
By the way, that's what this is, a GoFundMe page.
So it's for her son's baseball team,
her
right?
Her son's baseball
team
to go to
Cooperstown. Other people on that baseball team probably don't have as much money as she does.
True.
And she has a large following, so like millions of people. I don't know how many Twitter follower she has, but has a large following. We'll get it out to a larger amongst people, so maybe it's to help everybody else.
I mean, she's got 3.4 million Twitter followers.
So that's 3.4 million more than the mother of another son that's on the baseball team.
I know, but it's different when you tweet about like fundraise for your son's baseball team and like, you know, somebody got in a horrible car accident and they need help with their medical bills.
Right, yeah. Right.
Because they have three kids. Like that kind of thing is like, yeah, fine.
I agree with you, but it's just like if I could think of some reason, that would be the reason.
Yeah, terrible, terrible. Momo, would you do that?
No.
Fundraiser for Daniel's baseball team?
I would not send it out publicly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would. I would maybe like I've done it on my Facebook page for my birthday, like a charity or whatever it is.
A charity is different from my kid wants to go to Cooperstown.
Yeah, or some kind of like, you know, if something was a big cause that it was important to me or something. But I don't think I would do that for anyone in my own family or related, because it's like people see you on TV and they just are like, no.
Right, right.
It's like Max Kellerman once told me this. He goes, once people see you on TV regularly, you can't tip anything less than $5. It has to be at least a 5, should be a 10, probably a 20. Otherwise, you will go down as a bad tipper.
That's right.
What is a percentage that you should go with?
5 is the bare minimum. Like when you go to a valet, okay, you get your
$5
car.
$5 tip.
It has to be at least.
Yeah.
It could be, should probably be 10 because you're on, people see you on TV. People see you on this YouTube
feed.
She's
right.
I
always think 5 is
five's good.
Pretty good.
But you have a different stature.
Meaning, because I'm up here, I'm supposed to give more money
Correct.
Down here?
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Like, there was this one, this was a real story. I went to. I'm pretty good about having cash
Hang on
me.
I'm
like
donating
my mom...
money to help Alyssa Milano get her son to Cooperstown.
She got blasted.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Sounds cool, by the
so
way.
So I was like, I was at a movie premiere. It was Candace Parker's documentary was coming out. Okay. It was a small, you know, screening or whatever at some nice hotel on the Sunset Strip. I show up. I realize as I'm getting my car, I don't have any cash. Mm. And the valet, I'm hoping, I'm like, oh God, please don't recognize me. Please don't recognize me. Totally recognize. Hey, Momo.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh God, I have no, but not always, but
our
demo.
ESPN,
yeah, but our demo is definitely going to recognize us. Right. So the guy recognizes me and I'm like, oh man, I don't have any cash. And like, I have two options. I say, dude, I'm so sorry. I don't have any cash. Can I Venmo you something? I mean, yes. I could do that. That's
right.
Kind of,
acceptable.
I guess, 2024-ish. Or I just got this awesome swag bag from the premiere that's like, it's like a cool Adidas bag that had whatever, and that's what I opted for.
That's awesome.
I was like, that's better, right?
That's
way
good.
Better,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. $5
or
I mean, that? And I wanted that swag bag. That was a good swag bag.
Did you give him something out of the swag bag?
I just gave him the whole thing.
Wow. Okay, that's a huge gift then.
It was good, right?
That's a really
good.
But
I was like, he knows me. He called me Momo, so that's definitely a radio station listener. That's a P1 right there.
Right.
And there's a hardworking valet who's going to get my car. But, you know, I got to give him something. It's weird to whip out the Venmo.
They don't
like,
call
hey,
you.
Can I scan your Venmo page and tip the valet that way?
They don't call you Momo on Around the Horn or on
a little bit,
NBA
but
Today or what do they call it now.
If you're getting recognized in LA and they're calling you Momo, it's probably
radio.
I believe that's it. Now, I was at Commerce this week, Commerce Casino, where I play poker. And you know what you can't find at a casino? A $5 bill. It's really hard
yeah,
to
it's hard.
Find a $5 bill.
Yeah.
20 is what that guy got who pulled
yeah.
my car off.
Yes.
Which he should.
But I would have gone 5.
That's a lot. 20's a big 20's
a lot, but that's all I had. All I had
I know,
was 20s.
You got to do it sometimes.
Exactly.
Like, I travel to Burbank Airport so much, and like sometimes I come back and I'm like, man, all I got is a 10 or 20. I'm like, the guy is like, literally, this is just his job to go get my car. And I'm already paying the, but I got to give him the 20. I can't stiff him.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went over to Illy today and I went with Sliwa to go get get coffee, and he bought a whole bunch of food and I was going to tip, but I only had a 20 on me. And so I was like, Sliwa, can you get this one? Like he bought all the food and I didn't get the tip
nice.
Because it's bad. I didn't want to give him a 20. I should have just given him the 20, right?
Right. How much was out of your pocket at the end?
No, it's Sliwa's pocket. He paid for the whole thing.
What's wrong with that?
No, so I was zero out of my pocket.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal.
Sliwa, good guy. Me, bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you save that drop.
Not that bad. Yeah, by the way. All right, the hourglass.
Oh, there it is.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
You do that like 4 times a week.
Two different types of hourglasses.
Do what 4 times a week?
The hourglass. You're like, come on.
No. This is the first time I've talked about an hourglass.
No, lighting a fire under people.
Oh, so lighting a fire. Tick-tock,
demanding
tick-tock.
Greatness.
Exactly. So there was not greatness on the floor last night in Atlanta.
No.
The Lakers absolutely awful. Just no energy, no passion, no desire, no effort. It was just an embarrassment. And afterwards, as you know, LeBron, if you're a Lakers fan, you know he tweeted out an hourglass. And if you've been listening to this show, you know that the hourglass, there are two hourglasses.
Two of them.
And this is the hourglass with the sand all the way at the bottom instead of the sand all the way at the top, which I think
Time's
is
ticking.
A fine point in this entire conversation. Now, the question is,
what you're bringing to the table here, Greg?
Well, that's one of the things.
What does the hourglass mean?
Ooh.
Is it about LeBron and his teammates? Is it about LeBron and Rob Pelinka in the front office? Is it about LeBron and Darvin Ham? 877-710-ESPN. We will do the 2 o'clock call of the day, and then Momo is going to make some nut milk. I'm not kidding.
Letting that breathe.
That's absolutely true. We will do that coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.